Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away. How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, welcome to Fallon Keith. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2011.
This is show number 342.
342. I'm glad you keep up with that because I haven't really done that lately, so.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're awesome.
I know.
We have a studio audience member.
Yay!
Bill's here.
Yeah, that's Bill. Which is totally weird to call him that, but...
That's his name.
Bill.
Bill.
Nice Bill. Don't wear it out.
Dollar dollar Bill, y'all.
So, how you been? What's been going on?
I'm sick.
I hear that.
You heard that?
And you're in my house.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Breathing on your mic.
That reminds me, Bill, I have in this box, this top box right there.
Kill me, dude.
Yeah, I have him right there in that box.
Kill Bill.
Bill needs Kill Bill.
Vines one ante.
I don't know what to talk about really to start out with. It was fucking cold last night and it snowed a little bit. I'm like,
yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
What the shit is going on?
I don't like that.
Last podcast, I was wearing shorts.
I keep wanting to turn around and look at Bill because I feel like he, you know, he needs to be included. You should sit here.
You should sit here.
Get your ass up here.
You better get your ass over here.
And open that mouth.
Roger says he loves that. You better open that mouth.
He would. Kidding.
Don't get him started. He said that he can tear a new asshole. That's what he said.
Damn.
If he doesn't like somebody, he'll rip him a new asshole. And not just them, but their whole family. I was like, Mexican.
Roger, I love you.
Is everything looking good on here?
Everything's looking great.
Okay, you have to keep an eye on it every now and then just in case it stops.
Oh, I know.
Because if it makes an error, but it still keeps going, it's not recording.
Got it.
And I don't like to do whole shows and then realize this shit didn't work. Because it's not fun afterwards.
Mm-mm.
And then we just skip a week and people get pissy.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know what do you have on your notes? How much do you have on your notes? Let me see here.
I just have a few things.
Oh, that's the name of the group? I didn't know that was the name.
That was the name of his old band.
Oh, okay. How did you find that out?
I read the email that you gave me. Ricky did not read well.
Me. I just saw Play My Song. I'm like, okay.
Play My Song.
It was pretty good. What did you think?
I liked it.
We'll go ahead and talk about that. So, a listener who was on Bear 411 contacted me on Bear 411 because, well, he thought I was cute. Duh.
Duh.
And so we were talking. He was like, oh, I just want to let you know that I've listened to your podcast a couple times and I really like it. And we're like, oh, no, thanks. I hope you continue to listen. He goes, yeah, I'll continue to listen. I do have, you know, I have a band and, you know, I'd like for you to hear our songs. Or he said he had a band. I was like, oh, I'd like to hear what kind of music you play. So he sent me a song and then sent us to in the email, he sent us a website to go see, which I went, but didn't really explore. Because I guess I'm a bad person.
Yeah, you are.
But you know, I tell you a little bit more about it because I heard the song and I liked it. But he evidently did research. So.
No, I just read.
Oh, I read eye up here. Did I say? What time is it?
About four.
No, I hate that. I hate it.
Motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
No, I'm finding out the stuff.
Bill's like,
watch it, watch yourself.
I'm glad we have a studio audience member. So, do you want to talk a little bit more? What kind of music do you think that is?
I would say it would more be like ska punkish.
No, we'll play a little sample over here.
Ooh.
I know. We're fancy.
And you should see if it's okay because I can post it on like our Tumblr.
I will ask him that,
and
but
see.
We'll only play like 30 seconds of it. Maybe
mm-hmm.
20.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So we'll start in the middle of the song. Okay, that's all we can play.
It's called Let Go. Not by Frou Frou, but by the Avatars. He did say that was his old band in the email. And that he had the link that he sent you was to another podcast he was
on.
Oh,
I listened to that. The monkey.
Sock monkey.
The sock monkey sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Appropriate. Plays it off Owl Monkeys and Sock Monkey sound.
He loves his monkey.
I guess so.
Hey, the monkey.
What was I going to say?
He's not bad looking.
Mm-mm, he's not bad looking.
Mm-mm.
And the live version was pretty good. Or
yeah.
The live version
yeah.
of that song was good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Frou Frou. Wasn't that somebody's from that band, a lady?
Imogen Heap.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was somebody, and I have her albums, but I don't have that album, like her group
Frou
albums.
Frou Frou.
Yeah.
Which
sounds like a stupid name, but anyway.
Sounds like a fag.
It sounds like a Frou Frou drink.
Like a lemon drop martini.
So yeah, we'll ask for permission to see if you like mine.
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
Background of men.
Veritable Virgo made that for me, and he also made the blue one that'll show up here too.
Cool.
Okay, I'm getting too random here because I forget. We'll ask him.
We'll ask him if we can do
play the song.
Something
or we can play the song at the end of the. We'll ask him if we can play the song at the end of the show. And then if he wants to send us, maybe we can do, if he has a copy of his album, we can give out as like a prize or something.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Maybe the prize could be, draw a picture of what you think James LeRoy looks like. I had to think there for a second. And we'll let Bill be the judge, so, you know, there's no bias.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'll help you on that decision. So maybe we'll do that. But, okay, so you're writing that down. Okay, good. Because I'll forget that shit. So,
I keep Ricky and Chayek.
Right. So, you know, when you're down in, like, the subway, like, downtown, they have, like, the people down there that sing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the homeless
dance
people.
Sometimes. And, well, some of them don't look homeless.
No, I know.
So, I don't think they're homeless.
They're homely.
Yeah. But I was down there.
Sorry.
Cops seek out finding North Riverside bank robber in Chicago.
Oh, shit.
I'm on breaking news on Twitter because I want to see if someone's getting murdered up in my hood.
Speaking of really sad quick note, Red Eye has a homicide tracker.
Really?
Yeah, it's really depressing.
You could probably get an app for that on the iPhone.
Probably.
Did you see where the senators, I read about this, the senators contacted Apple and want them to remove the DUI tracker app that they have?
What? There's a DUI tracker?
Yeah, and speed traps and all that stuff. And there's an app for that, of course.
Of course there is.
But senators asked them to remove it along with Google and some other company that had websites. Excuse me.
What a taste.
Coffee, peppercines.
It's
totally random.
With a side of bacon.
I love bacon. But they have asked them to remove the app because they feel that 20,000 people, something like that, die each year in car accidents because of alcoholism or alcohol, and they feel that it's inappropriate. I'm like,
rude.
Well, you know. I don't know what to say to that. What do you say?
Well,
I get it, and it's probably MAD that's up to that, which sounds funny, but. Mother Against Drunk Driving. You don't know what MAD is.
Yeah,
right?
MAD,
okay.
Double D.
Yeah. But really, can they make them do it?
I remember when I was younger, when I went to this park thing when they had MAD there, and they're like, this is how you look out for gangsters. And there was like, this is one of the signs where your pants, half your pants, or like your left pant leg is rolled up to your knee, what? And then the other one's just ridiculous.
That's retarded.
This was Nebraska gangsters. That's how we roll.
What, in the cornfield?
With our corn rolls.
let me turn you down a little bit.
Am I loud still?
I think. Okay, talk a little bit.
I'm talking.
Okay.
Give me a little second.
Yeah, you have to avoid the... You have to... I don't have a card for you, so we're going to have to make one out of a clothes hanger and pantyhose.
Pantyhose. Panties.
So, yeah. Anyway. So, I was down in the subway downtown, and I was with Tim and Kevin. Tim is a guy from... I don't think you guys got to meet him.
Yeah,
but
I did.
Oh, at the
from
bar?
California.
Yeah. Where did you meet him?
Big Chicks.
We met him at Big Chicks, but we also... I met him at Subblock. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Subblock. But Big Chicks...
Remember
was he there
when I was
there?
Remember I was depressed.
Oh, that was the... Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I was depressed.
Yeah. That made such a good time, too.
Shut you twat.
Anyway, he's pretty cool. He was, at first, when I first saw him, I was like, but then he's a cool person, so it doesn't matter. That's why you should not judge people on the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
I try to practice what I preach, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. So, anyway, this guy on the subway, awesome singer. He was really good.
American Idol worthy?
I think better. He's older, so he couldn't be on American Idol.
Oh.
But, I mean, he pretty much just had his guitar and his microphone, and he was getting out of town. So, I had to give him $3, because he was that good. The
sometimes
people that are
really
down
good.
In the
sometimes,
tunnel,
sometimes.
With the drums, the buckets, no.
Rude.
That's aggravating, and it fucking, like...
Echoes
through the hallway, and it's annoying as shit, and especially if someone's smoking through there.
What?
Yeah, people totally smoke through the tunnel.
It's retarded.
It's disgusting.
That's retarded. You're not
they
supposed to.
They also piss and shit in there, too, and vomit, so.
Oh. That's nature.
That's nature. But yeah, he was a totally good singer, and I was debating. I was like, should I give him money? Because he doesn't look homeless, but he's a really good singer. So I did it.
Nice.
And then, I actually gave him $2 and Tim gave him $1, but I took it over there. I guess because Tim didn't want to go with that. I'll do it.
Tim being scared.
I know, right? And he's from California, Los Angeles. So.
He's gangster.
Which is kind of scary.
He's gangster.
Downtown.
Los Angeles is dirty. I hate
it. It's very dirty.
I don't like Los
Angeles. It's spread apart. And there's a crack in everything.
You better open your mouth.
You better open that crack. There's a crack in everything in that place. Like, they don't ever fix shit.
What are you talking about? Chicago streets?
Well, I did see them fixing the streets the other day, which I was really surprised.
Yeah, they're still going to break.
And then last night, I was on the train, and we had to stop for 10 minutes because apparently there were workers on the track. And they can't do that shit at night. They can only do it during the day. Are you okay? Are you bored?
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. You're good? I'm well.
He's well.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
So, yeah. What do you have? I don't want to go through all my stuff. First.
Well, fine. The iTunes comment that you sent me, that was nice.
We haven't had an iTunes review
since December.
A long time.
The one prior to that was December.
And the one before that was probably like September.
Yeah. I guess I'm not as good as Nicole.
Well, we got a lot of them with Nicole, and we got a lot of them with Julian. And not so much with you. So I don't know if that's a judgment of your ability or not, but we'll see.
I've only done like 4 shows.
Well, yeah, but it only takes 5.
Well, my twat's been blowing up. That's all I have to say.
So you guys, if you really like James, then you have to leave us reviews and let us know what you think and email us and stuff. And our
if you don't leave
number,
me a review, I won't let you know who I am.
Don't worry, I'll do that by accident.
What?
And also our telephone.
Should bleep me out.
Oh, God. Okay.
One of us is loud. It's spiking. Our telephone number.
Oh, yeah, our telephone number is being kept alive by credit card people calling to give foul monkeys credit. And want us to start a business, and I don't like those numbers. I want someone, an actual listener, to call into our show at 206-984-3685.
Call it.
Or 863-666-0377. That's a local Lakeland number. People probably won't call that.
Ew. Gross.
Is it here in Chicago like it was on the Seinfeld episode? If you're like, if you don't have like a certain area code, people are like, no, sorry.
Kind of. But there's like three different area codes. There's like 630-773 and
312.
312.
That's only three? That's it? For the whole?
630 area? No, there's probably more. Those are the three predominant ones, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Mine's still San Diego.
Yeah, people keep asking me if I want to change my number to a Chicago number, but I don't see a need in it.
I don't see a need anymore. I don't know. I think it's
long
retarded.
Distance, yeah, okay. But
yeah, but who pays long distance anymore?
Right.
Cricket.
Who talks on the phone?
Not me.
Oh my God.
I've got rollover minutes, like, up the ass.
Last month, I used over 11,000 text messages.
I'm up there, too.
Like,
900 of those
bad.
Between Ricky and I.
Right. When we could actually talk every day on the phone, but no. Who does that? No one talks on the phone.
I'm too good for that.
Actually, we really don't talk to each other, like, on the phone or, like, over
no,
any type of communication other than when you come here.
Well,
texting. That's it.
Texting.
Kind of weird.
Pick to pick.
Yeah. I sent you some pictures yesterday. That I went on a lunch date yesterday. That
wasn't
That wasn't in the show notes, but yes.
Let me show Bill.
Okay. I have a better one. He sent me one yesterday last night.
Bring out the nudies. So bring out the nudies.
No
nudies.
None of that,
no newbie nudies. Yeah, he's not bad looking.
He's super cute in person.
Oh, we were supposed to hang out once.
Yeah, he told me. He took that yesterday. That's what he had on yesterday.
Does he listen?
Kind of cute.
No, he has no idea. Kevin. That's Kevin.
Hey, Kang. Sub girl.
The two best things about this situation. He's 100% Mexican, even though he does not look like it.
Yeah, he does.
I thought he was, like, Italian or something. And he loves Mariah Carey as much as I do.
I love it!
We were, like, talking. All we talked about
gay.
Was that. Super gay. So we're supposed to hang out, and that's why I have the movie out right there. We're supposed to watch that together, because he's never seen this movie.
Wise Girls?
Really good.
I thought you were going to tell me Glitter, or whatever that...
No.
What's that movie?
We've both seen that Glitter.
Damn it, Kevin.
I want to see Tennessee. She's in also. Personal assistant, can you write that down, please? Thanks.
Thanks, Ben.
You can look at it just when you're done with it.
No, now.
all right, Kevin. Thank you for sending me the information, but I'm going to put you on vibrate because we can't have that. People get pissy when they hear the phone going off.
Rude.
And remember the first show or second show when we heard that? That's from the phones. You either going to have a telephone call or a text message.
Shut up.
It usually interferes with it.
God damn it.
So, yeah, but we don't care since this is free. We do what we want to do, and I need to get my text messages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. We went to that burger place that I was telling you about.
DMK Burger.
Mm-hmm.
DMK Burger is good.
So, how long have we been recording?
We are at 20.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Should we do the question and answers now or a second show? Make them wait.
How many questions do you have?
There's a few.
Maybe we should do...
You want to do a few now, a few later?
Actually, what we could do is read the questions and then do the answers on the second show. So then they have to listen.
Ooh! High five! Cancer!
God, I'm so smart sometimes.
He's more than a Jessica look.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. How many?
Okay.
What was it, like 4 or 5?
Well, let's see.
They came from Joe and Dallas.
Joe and Dallas.
Who was our token black listener.
I got a couple from Seder as well.
From Seder also. I keep wanting to take a drink of this coffee, and I can never get the chance to do that.
Well, you can drink it while I
ask the questions.
Ask the questions.
And all tell right. us who by. Joe is the token
He's our
black
token
guy
blank.
In Texas who likes to send us racist porns. He's like a movie person, so he sends us racist porn. He also sends us movies that are kind of related to our quote unquote characters or characteristics. Like for Julian, he sent in a porno for black cocks, white cocks.
What?
Which was awesome because we had to see what was on it. So Nicole was there along with Julian, and first time Nicole had ever seen a guy suck himself off, but he was sucking himself off while getting fucked at the same time, which was interesting. We never watched it again, but I mean, I'm all up for porn.
Ricky watches it all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
That's why I need to remove some of it from my hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put more shows on it. So anyway, and
show,
then,
shows are porn. Shows are porn.
Sater has his own podcast called the Sater. I can never say it, so I want to say Stratosphere.
Sater Sphere.
Sater Sphere.
You can check him out. And then who was the other one? Oh, Anonymous.
Way Willie.
Way Willie.
But do we want to say that?
Okay.
But they'll be able to.
No.
What time is it you're going to take it off?
I have to edit the whole entire show.
God, this is on your computer today.
This is me flipping Ricky off.
All right, ask the questions.
All right. So, Joe, let's see. Where do we start? He asked ASL.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should know most of that already. It says,
yeah, pretty much. You
yeah,
should know all of that, actually.
Yeah. Way to go, Joe.
Does your...
Way to fail.
Well, he might be black, but he's still blonde.
Really? He looks bald
upstairs
in this picture.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Kidding, Joe.
Is your age on your Facebook?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay. What's the next question?
When will we actually get to see this James LeRoy? I don't know.
I'm going to have to take a picture of you.
Maybe.
And put it up on the Facebook or the
Maybe.
Tumblr.
On the Tumblr?
Mm-hmm.
He asked if I was in the witness relocation program. And yes,
mm-hmm.
I am.
You're not supposed to answer that until the next show. But okay.
I'll edit that out.
That's our teaser.
Are you, in fact, bootylicious?
Next show.
Stay tuned. Pop tunes, show tunes, or no tunes at karaoke? It's a tough one. Britney or Gaga?
Mm-hmm.
Madonna or Janet?
Mm-hmm. He asked a lot of questions.
He asked a lot of questions. Your taste in men? Ryan Reynolds? Bradley Cooper, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ashton Kutcher, Ricky Martin, or Tay Diggs?
None of them.
I don't know. Ryan Reynolds got some nice body.
Oh, he does.
Ever
There's
since I saw
anybody?
Amityville Horror,
oh my God.
I was like, I wish he was chopping my head off with that axe.
Yeah.
If that was the last thing I could see.
Oh, the V.
The bottom of that V.
Oh, the
GCs. I call them the GCs.
The V.
Or CGs, actually, not GCs. I'm dyslexic. Cum gutters.
Bill gets it. There you go. Nice.
Which, just to let you know, bigger boys can have that also, because all it takes is you to do the exercise where you suspend yourself and you just lift your legs up. You can do that too.
Swimmers get that. I used to have that as a chubby boy. I did.
And do you have it now?
No.
Okay. That's what matters.
I describe my body type as a swimmer's build who hasn't been swimming in a while.
A swimmer's build, also known as a whale.
I'm a swimmer.
I don't know. I just don't see. I know the type
you don't
of
see
guys
me.
That you
yeah.
like, and none of those.
None of those
I mean,
would. I would honestly.
I would say Jake Gyllenhaal myself
he
because
seems
he has
like,
beautiful eyes.
If you look at him, like if you just took pictures of these, I would say Jake Gyllenhaal would be the biggest queen out of all of them.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You would. Tay Diggs, no?
Oh, Tay Diggs.
He's pretty. On the DL.
Yeah,
he's on the
is.
DL.
Oh, a DL.
He has a cute baby.
Almost had Z's.
And when you say baby, you mean his penis. Because it's probably that big.
Oh, black people.
Is there more?
There's more.
Oh, fuck.
Folsom or White Party? Musical theater or drama?
Wait,
dramatic?
What?
Folsom or White Party?
Street what? Fair in San Francisco.
Oh,
Street
oh,
Fair
okay, okay.
Folsom. Where
or
everyone
White Party?
Getting all sexy up in there.
And a White Party? You can compare those?
I don't know.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Right. We will find out in the next show. Musical theater or dramatic theater? Favorite
There's a difference.
Oh. Joe, your questions are hard
and
to understand. Favorite movie to quote? That one's going to be a tough one.
I can't believe, is all this on Twitter? He asked you all these on Twitter?
Well, like on five different tweets.
Oh, okay.
And then Sater asked, boxers or briefs, tattoos, steak or chicken, top or bottom, Tiffany or Debbie Gibson?
Okay, but it,
don't
no,
answer.
Deborah.
Don't
it's
answer.
Deborah Gibson right now.
Whatever. And then the last question is, what do you wear while you podcast? I hope it's bubble wrap. Kind of like on Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I saw that with my biological father in the theaters.
Is that sad or happy?
Oh, I enjoyed the movie. I just don't enjoy him.
Oh.
He's kind of a douchebag.
Everything's fun games until you hate your dad.
Cheers to that.
So, I know we're pretty close to 30, right?
29.
Okay. Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or
jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff if you'd like. We don't have a post office box yet, but you can always email us and get our address or our physical address.
Yep.
Or something close to it. We'll have it sent to your work. maybe not. We'll have it sent to Lauren's work. Or Bill's work.
Bill's work.
You can
follow us on Twitter.
Yes, follow us on Twitter. You can follow me under Foul Monkeys.
And me under James Roy FM.
And then also make sure you go to our fan book Facebook page. Did I say that right?
I don't know. Our fan page on Facebook?
Yeah, whatever. Do that.
Check it out.
And then we also have a Tumblr account that
we're getting it going.
James is keeping up with. And we may add some other people to it, just so we get some...
Foulmonkeys.com. Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. No name Tumblr.
All right. I guess that's it for the show.
That is.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Or in a few days, actually.
Or something or other.